Good morning, church. Peace of the Lord be with you. We give you all a warm welcome to our service today. Whether you've been coming here for many years, or you're here for the first time today, or you're returning after a while, you're all most welcome. Just a couple of short notices. The Looking Forward exhibition is still on in the hall over there. That will be on until next Saturday, and there will be an opportunity after the service today, if you haven't been able to go and have a look, to go over. So please do take advantage of that. There's some great information over there. Tomorrow we have Maureen's Thanksgiving service here at 3:30 in the afternoon. Malcolm and his family extend a warm welcome to anybody that would like to join them for that service here. And there's also a podcast of the crematorium service. If anyone would like the link to that, please speak to me after the service or contact the office tomorrow morning. You'll see that the welcome area is quite empty at the moment. The cafe has relocated over here. So next week, from Tuesday, the access to the church will be round the back, because we'll be having our new floor inlaid. Saturday we have Buster's Band at 7:30. Again, if you'd like tickets, please contact the church office. And finally, it's the last day to sign the Climate for Change open letter. If anyone wants more information, please speak to Keith Aldridge after the service. So without further ado, I'll hand over to Sue.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. Hopefully you've all got two pieces of paper, a pen and a butterfly. Okay, so all will be revealed. And just to say, the opening part of our service will be intergenerational. We'll all be in together. And then if the children and young people want to go out to the groups, then just go out here, and then the group leader will tell you where to go. So last week and this coming week, we are focusing on lockdown reflections, looking back and looking forward. And we have our exhibition over in LifeWorks. We have our trees on the forecourt. So if you want to tie a butterfly to a tree, then you can do that. And we're focusing also in our worship today. And it is important for us to reflect on what we went through individually and together, how it's impacted us and the community and society and the world. And we're going to do that today in the context of worship, but also having time in our service to just look forward and to think about what looking forward might mean. So I'm going to hand over to Jenna, and Jenna's going to lead this opening part of our service. Please join in with any actions if you feel that you want to or you can. If you prefer to just listen, then that's great, and the words will be on the screen. Thank you, Jenna.
Good morning. Great to be here. So we're going to sing a song, and it's called Going on a Journey, okay? And when we're going on a journey, we obviously need a way to get there, all right? So everybody, think of how you're going to get on to your journey. It might be a train, it might be an airplane. I'm going to take a car today, all right? So let's sing Going on a Journey, and please do the actions along if you would like to. I'm in my car, what are you doing?
I'm going on a journey down a narrow and bumpy road. I'm going on a journey so that I can learn and grow. Reaching far and wide, an adventure I will find. And it's so great having Jesus by my side. I'll be stretched so tall, I might wobble but I won't fall. In circles up and down around the bend. Step by step, not much longer, for I know I'm getting stronger, and it's all great having Jesus as my friend. I'm going on a journey and I'm heading outbound. I'm going on a journey over new and shaky ground. Not on sinking sand, but on solid rock I'll stand. And it's so great having Jesus hold my hand. I will be stretched so tall, I might wobble but I won't fall. In circles up and down around the bend. Step by step, not much longer, for I know I'm getting stronger. And it's so great having Jesus as my friend. Woo-hoo! such an awesome sight when I reach the highest height, and it's so great having Jesus in my life. I'll be stretched so tall, I might wobble but I won't fall, in circles up and down around the bend. Step by step, not much longer, for I know I'm getting stronger, and it's so great having Jesus as my friend. I'm going on journey, I'm going on journey, I'm going on journey.
Yeah!
I'm going on journey, I'm going on journey, I'm going on a journey.
Take it away, yourself! Give me a bit of
journey. I went on a journey recently, and I went to New Brunswick in Canada. And while I was there, I was at a place called Fundy National Park. And we stopped and we saw a plant, and this plant is called the milkweed plant. And we saw something really special on that plant. And I'm about to show you a video, and afterward, I wonder if you can guess what it was that we saw. So, what do you think it was I saw? Yeah? That's right. Well, I saw both, actually. I saw a caterpillar and I also saw a butterfly. And it was the same butterfly as in this video, a monarch butterfly. And there was something really special about this butterfly. And it's because it was a brand new butterfly. It had just come out of its chrysalis. And that's what we call the thing that forms is a chrysalis. So it had just come out. And so we were really lucky to stand there and watch as this butterfly opened its wings and spread out its wings for the very first time. And it gave it a little flap and didn't get very far. The butterfly fell to the ground and then slowly started to crawl its way back up to the top of the plant. Had a little rest, had a snack, and then tried again. And we found out from the park ranger that was there that not only by the end of the day would this butterfly learn to spread out its wings and fly, but in a couple of days, that very same butterfly that could barely make it off the ground was going to fly all the way from New Brunswick, Canada, to Mexico. Over 3,000 miles. And it got me thinking, sometimes in life we can feel like a little caterpillar just inching along. And then something changes, something happens, and maybe life gets a bit tough, and it's like we're in that chrysalis, and we're not really sure what's happening. But during those tough times, God is with us, and God is changing us. And God is transforming us and can create something really beautiful, just like that butterfly. And while we were caterpillars, we might have been able to get this far. But once we're butterflies and we've learned to fly and we've gone through that time, we can fly miles and miles. So we're going to say a butterfly prayer now. All right. So take your hands like this. Lovely. Okay. Now bring your thumbs together like this. So you've got to kind of, yeah, there you go. Yeah, bring them in. Yeah, there you go, like that. Okay. You've got to twist them in. Okay. So see your thumb on top? That's your little caterpillar. Let's see your caterpillar moving about. Lovely. So God, sometimes we're like caterpillars and we're just inching along. And we know that you are there and you are with us. And now take your thumbs and hide them in. And then sometimes we're in the chrysalis. And life can be a bit tough and things can be hard. And we know that you are there with us. And that you are working in us and you are changing us. And now let's spread our hands out. And let's see your beautiful wings like a butterfly. And God, you are transforming our hearts and minds, and you are doing something beautiful. Thank you for your beauty that we can find in anything, and that you are there as we soar like butterflies. So should we do a great big roly-poly amen? Ready? Amen!
So we're going to separate now, and we're going to be thinking here in the church and in the groups, thinking about how that butterfly, that life cycle of a butterfly, helps us to reflect on our COVID experience. Like the caterpillar, we were all just going along, weren't we, when suddenly it's like we were cocooned and restricted, just like the butterfly. Now maybe we're starting to see how we're just spreading our wings a little bit. So we're going to be thinking a little bit more about butterflies. So let's just pray as the congregation separates. Thank you, loving God, that you are with us and you will be with us as we continue to share in this service together today and as the young people and children share in their groups. So bless us all and we ask for you to be with us, to speak to us and to open our eyes and our hearts to you. Amen. Amen. So if any of the children and young people want to just go out here and then the group leaders will show you where to go. If you want to stay in the service, you can, but if you want to go out, the group leaders will show you. Brilliant. So we're going to, our reading today is going to be read in two parts, and Peter's going to read them for us. And the first one we're going to hear now. And we're going to be focusing on Psalm 107 in our service. And this psalm really, I think, reflects something of our COVID experience. Any of our difficult experiences that we go through, but particularly as we're thinking about looking back and looking forward, thinking about it in relation to COVID. So as you hear these first 16 verses, just listen out for the human predicament that is outlined in this psalm. Then listen for God's response to that human predicament, and then our response also to God's, the way God acts in these verses. So we'll hear the first 16 verses and we'll hear the rest later. Thank you, Peter.
Psalm 107, verses 1 to 16, on page 610, if anybody has a Bible. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for this unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labour. They stumbled and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Thanks be to God for that reading.
Thank you, Peter. So we're going to start by looking back. So on the 16th of March, we closed the doors of Loughton Methodist Church. It was the first time in 800 years that churches had been closed. On the 23rd of March, the Prime Minister announced the first lockdown in the UK, ordering us all to stay home. And looking back, we might remember those first decisions and those first announcements. We might remember hearing about the rising number of cases and the increasing numbers of deaths. And maybe we remember the sense of shock and disbelief, perhaps of panic, anxiety, fear, grief, maybe even horror, anger and confusion. Maybe as we look back, we remember those feelings. And I have a very clear memory of us sitting in the office on the 16th of March with a few of us talking about shutting the doors of the church, talking about, well, how on earth are we going to be church now in a completely different way? And just feeling my heart sinking at the thought of what was going to come. And I remember us looking at each other and just thinking, we actually don't know when we're going to see each other again. And for a minister to be separated from their flock is absolutely incomprehensible. It just felt terrible, and I just remember that sense of grief and pain at that time. And suddenly it's almost like all of us were a bit like that caterpillar. You know, we'd been getting on with our lives, and suddenly we were cocooned, encased and restricted. And we lived through that time for 3 months, didn't we? And then there was a sense of hope and relief. We started to come out of that first lockdown, and things started to get back to some kind of normality. At least we were able to go out of the house again. And then on the 5th of November, we went into our second lockdown. And on the 6th of January, we went into our third lockdown. And when looking back, and we've done this already, even through the time that we have been worshipping together during lockdown, but when we look back, it is important to lament. It's important to recognise how it affected people differently. You know, some people did sail through the lockdowns quite easily and relatively unscathed and found wonderful and new opportunities. Other people's mental health deteriorated, relationships broke down under the stress and the strain, stress levels rose, financial loss and debt escalated, job security was very fragile, and lives were turned upside down. And actually, I don't know about you, but for the first time in my life, I stared death in the face in the way that I had never done before. And lament is an important part of Scripture. When you look through the Bible, you see God's people lamenting, crying out to God in their wilderness times. And Psalm 107 reflects that sense of lament. Some of it is the human predicament that is individual, and some of it that's reflected in that psalm is also national. But the first 16 verses talk of lostness, of hunger, of thirst, of exhaustion and of misery. It's a psalm that reflects the great calamity experienced by God's people. And after we hear about that calamity, we hear the words, "Lord, help, they cried in their trouble." And perhaps part of our COVID experience has been to cry out to the Lord for help in our trouble. In our times of distress, our darkness, our wilderness of lockdown, maybe we did turn to God and cried out. And some of our exhibition, if you haven't been and you want to visit this week or even go after the service, some of it reflects that sense of crying out to God in those times of difficulty. But what the next part of each verse of the psalm reminds us is that when we cry out to God, God listens and God hears. He hears the cries of his people as he heard their cries long ago. But what the psalm also reminds us that if God doesn't just hear, God acts. In each verse, or after each verse, it says that God rescued and saved his people from their distress. He led them to safety. He satisfied the hungry and the thirsty. He led them out of their darkest and deepest gloom. And our exhibition also reflects some of those silver linings that people experienced during lockdown of perhaps experiencing God's love and God's grace and God's presence and how God was with them through those difficult times. Part of the exhibition, we also wanted people to really reflect on what they've learnt during those times of lockdown. And some of it may be about our faith. Some of it may just be that they've learnt a new skill or perhaps something about the community or life in general. But we've asked people to reflect on what they've learnt. So we're going to ask you now, just for a few moments, to reflect on what you felt you learnt during those times of lockdown. And you were all given two sheets of paper and a pen. So the first one will say, looking back. And that will be an opportunity for you to think about what you've learned. Don't worry if you can't think of anything in the time that we've got. It took me ages to really try to put those thoughts together when I went to the exhibition. So don't worry if you can't do it in the time that we've got, but it's just an opportunity to think. And then if you're willing to hand them over at the end of the service, we're going to put them in the exhibition for this week. We're going to listen to a song while you do that. And this was a song written by Mary Knapman. And This was based on a poem that had been written by Tony Holden, and it's called, Mary, it's called Be At Home. So we're going to listen to that song, just reflect on maybe what you learn or what you experienced during that lockdown. If you want to write it down, you can. If you just want to think, that's okay. But we'll listen to that song now. Shows us is just how gifted people in our Christian community are. So thank you, Mary. So during lockdown and during this COVID time, as Christians, we have suffered in the same way as everyone else. But we had a God to cry out to, a God who listened, who heard our cries, and a God who breaks through calamity to help us and to be with us. And in the Church of England article that I read, Archbishop Justin Welby said, amid a time of trauma, loss and struggle, in this country and around the world, Christians have proved to be a people of hope. Christians have proved to be a people of hope. So that's looking back. In a little while we're going to look forward, but we're going to sing again now. We're going to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And this hymn really reminds us, doesn't it, that, you know, in those times when life is difficult, when we struggle, as we do like everybody else, we do have someone to turn to, someone to pray to, someone who hears and understands and knows. And so we're going to stand and sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
So it is important to look back, to remember the trauma, to honour our experiences, and to recognise the pain. And also, you know, to recognise that Christian message that God is faithful, God is with us, God hears our cries, and God comes to us, helps us, and comforts us. But we also wanted to just spend a little time looking forward, to start thinking about where we might begin to see signs of new life and hope. To think about maybe the areas of life and society and church where perhaps we're just starting to come out of the cocoon, to maybe start to try and spread our wings a little bit and see perhaps when we're going to be able to fly again. And again, I'd like you to take your pieces of paper, and the band are just going to, they're just going to just come and play while we listen. We've got a depleted band, but we're really thankful for Ben and Mary coming and playing for us this morning. So looking forward, just take your sheet and your pen. What's a message of hope that you would like to give others for the future? And again, it doesn't matter if you can't write anything down, but as we listen to this, what is your message of hope that you would like to give others for the future? Thank you. God reigns. Thank you, Mary and Ben. One thing is quite clear as we look to the future. We can't predict it. You cannot predict the future. And for some people at the moment, it is still looking bleak. You know, even as we started to talk about this service, you know, the numbers were rising again. The government are talking about whether will there have to be further restrictions, and we're all just dreading the thought of any kind of lockdown, a fourth lockdown. So we know that at the moment things are still quite uncertain. Some people are still living with very high levels of anxiety. We're maybe not quite sure what the lasting impact will be on the church. And we mustn't forget just how difficult life still is for many. But I think as we look to the future, there are a few things for us to draw on. And one, firstly, as we think about us as a church community, is that we are rebuilding the church post-lockdown. We're in a process now of rebuilding. We don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but we know that we're starting to just stretch our wings a little bit and see about how we might fly. And we're kind of in this holding position at the moment. We're seeing how the dust settles still, and we're looking at how many volunteers we have, how many we might need. So at this time of holding, we need to just continue to bear with one another in love as we look at maybe what the future might look like. And we're starting to now work on our life mission community, a vision, so that we can just have some sense of purpose for the future. So that's where we are as a Christian community. The Christian church as a whole has wonderful opportunities for new life. And I know I've mentioned some of these before. But in an article in Reform magazine, the University of York said, existing church networks will be vital in helping to restore individual and community well-being and in building future resilience. So the Christian church has an amazing and important role to play in whatever the future looks like. And Tom Wright, in his book God and the Pandemic, asks, how do we as churches create contexts for multiple works of healing and hope? How do we create those contexts for healing and hope? And one of my favourite quotes is from Archbishop Justin Welby, and I love this. He said, out of this time, we will see renewal. Out of this time, we will see renewal. Not because we are clever, but because God is faithful. Isn't that, I just love that. We will see renewal, not because we're clever and we've done all these wonderful things, although they have been great, but because God is faithful. And I think it's important for us to remember the faithfulness of God for ourselves as individuals too. Whether we feel that we're still somehow a little bit in that cocoon, and some people do, whether we're just at that stage where we're starting to exercise our wings and see what it feels like, or whether we're somebody who's spread our wings and is flying and soaring, whatever situation we're in, God is faithful and God is good and God is true. And the psalmist reinforces that in Psalm 107. And I'm going to ask Peter now to come and read those last few verses of that psalm.
We move on now to verse 33 to 43 in the same Psalm 107. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into a thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste, because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. There he brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them and their numbers greatly increased. He did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased and they were humbled by oppression, calamity and sorrow. He pours contempt on nobles, made them wander in a trackless waste. He lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice. but all the wicked shut their mouths. Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. Thanks be to God for that reading of his word.
In a slightly different version of that reading, it says, God turns deserts into pools of water, the dry land into springs of water. He brings the hungry to settle there and to build their cities. They sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and harvest their bumper crops. And they are words of hope and restoration and salvation, words of trust and belief in God's promises. And I always love something from Corrie Ten Boom, who was a prisoner of war, who said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know God, and we know God is faithful and good and true. And that's why each verse, at the end of each verse of the psalm, it ends with the words, let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. Let them praise God for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. And you know, in this time, in this place, in this generation, through our lives of faith, our testimony of God's goodness during this time of calamity for future generations will be, as it says at the end of the psalm, they will all take heart and they will see in the history, in our history, the faithful love of the Lord. So through our lives of faith, through the faithfulness and our testimony to God's faithfulness during this time of calamity, future generations will take all this to heart and they will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. They will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. So we're going to sing again now, and this is a more modern song, but it's one that we've sang quite a lot during our digital worship. And it's called The Goodness of God. The words will be on the screen. And this just speaks of the, we will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. I will sing of the goodness of God. Let's stand and sing together.
Your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able,
You might want to look at your butterfly, hold your butterfly, or just close your eyes as we move into this time of prayer together. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. Loving God, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Particularly as we reflect on these last 18 months, that in our times of sorrow and torment, you have been beside us. In the days when we couldn't cope, you have given us strength. When the confusion has come to us, you have given us clarity and hope. Loving God, we recognise that many people are still in the cocoon, that they're still in that time of struggle where change has happened, but they don't yet know what life will look like. And so we pray for all. Maybe those who are known to us. Maybe it's ourselves. Or those who are just not ready to see the light and to break free. Lord, in a moment of quiet, we remember and honour the memory of those who didn't make it out of the cocoon. Our church friends and family. The many who died of COVID. And those still dying around the world. Lord, we pray for new signs of life and hope. We know that it feels that the news is not good at this time. So help us to continue to remember that we need to trust an unknown future to a known God. That we will draw on your goodness and your faithfulness, your comfort, your strength and your guidance with whatever may be ahead. We pray for the rebuilding of our churches, our society, our world, and that we will pull together as human beings, that we will work together to bring unity and harmony and peace and reconciliation. Loving God, help us to stretch our wings and to fly. Remembering that you are the wind beneath our wings. Like the eagle, you will help us to soar. You will give us strength when we are weary. We will run and not grow faint with you by our sides. And so, loving God, we bring all of our prayers to you with thankfulness and gratitude in our hearts. For your goodness continues to run after each and every one of us. And so we pray these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we're going to share in the Lord's Prayer together. And we're going to sing the Lord's Prayer today. And the words will be on the screen. Please share in the singing of the Lord's Prayer if you would like to, or if you would just like to say the words as we sing. To sing our last hymn together. It's number 350 in Singing the Faith. And it's a wonderful hymn that reminds us that there is so much that we don't know, that we can't tell, that we don't understand. And yet in our Christian lives, there is so much that we do know and that we do hang on to. And so we're going to finish by singing, I Cannot Tell. And just remembering at the end, you know, I cannot tell how all the lands shall worship when at his bidding every storm is stilled, or who can say how great the jubilation when every human heart with love is filled. But this I know, the skies will fill with rapture, and myriad, myriad human voices sing, and earth to heaven and heaven to earth will answer, at last, the Saviour, Saviour of the world is King. So let's stand and sing. Thank you. turns before a final blessing. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and with those whom you love, both on earth and in heaven, both now and forevermore. Amen.